Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Ian Bagg later on this morning. Don't know if he's got a gig coming up. He got a special coming out, right?
Got a new album.
New album coming out. Nice. Nick's got a gig this Saturday at the, go ahead.
The Farmhouse Lounge. Yeah. Outside. Just outside of
Weeping Water, Nebraska. And with the bang, with the gang.
The whole band, Dragon Fire. John Tom, Austin Anderson, Richard Reese. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
You scouted the location, have you not?
He's been there.
Yeah, I've been there before. And we usually do shows outside.
Anyway, right?
There, yeah, this is going to be, you know, we're usually just on like the little drinking area, patio, whatever they have.
Yeah,
they've got a nice spot outside.
I saw your video of that.
We're going on the retaining wall this time.
Okay.
So we really spread people out.
How tall is the retaining wall? Will you be towering over everybody?
16 feet.
That's real tall. Oh, tie myself.
Wear a skirt.
Though,
a skirt.
Yeah. You need a safety harness for this wall?
I might.
But seriously, wear a skirt with no underwear for the crowd that comes up front.
All right.
Perfect. So I won't have to change before I head out to the show.
No, you won't.
Matt on the email has a question here. I'll direct this at Tyler.
Oh, geez.
He's got kids.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
My wife and I wanted to ask
Nick's
thoughts.
Got kids, too.
On youth basketball this winter. Our son is 11. The team he plays for has tryouts next week. I would say we're following the rules when it comes to masks and social distancing. We're torn on this one. Your opinion would be much appreciated. Feel free to answer on the air
My kid's playing high school football right now.
Yeah.
And I pick him up.
How are you comfortable letting him do that?
They're doing what they can. I've been to the practices. I've seen what they're doing. All the coaches have masks on. Kids are not allowed to be anywhere if they're feeling sick. They're doing what you believe. And I could not, and I don't want to be a hypocrite here, but I could not tell him no until they shut it down. And I'm just waiting for that to happen. I talked to a friend of mine who is a pretty big up in the he's the athletic director at a major school in this town. And he says that, you know, he hopes they can go a month or so, and we'll see what happens. They're not back in school yet, my kid's school. District. I know Nick's kids are back in school, right?
They went back for a day, and I think they're deciding what to do next week.
Right, but if you had any sense that they weren't doing it right, you wouldn't let them go.
I've had two or three Zoom meetings with their head coach, not me personally, any parent did, and I trust the dude's really good. He seems concerned. He's not a trumper. I don't know his personal viewpoint, but he seems really concerned. I think a lot of educators, unlike what you're seeing in Lincoln right now, are really concerned about kids. Yeah. They're not going to travel. I know there's and it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to take away his football season, his sophomore year of football season, because I'm afraid they're not doing the right thing, because they are doing the right thing. At this point, they're doing the right thing. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's unfortunate that the leadership has to come from people like that.
Well, and the thing is, though, the thing is that I've seen him, I'm more worried about school than I am football.
Sure.
Because school is a bunch of kids in the hallways.
Inside.
And they have to wear a mask in school. Coming up here next week, my kid's school district. They have to wear a mask. But they are going to be inside, and they're going to be in different classes with different people. This group of 50 kids, basically, I think are out for football at his school, are all got their mask. They're doing what they're kind of doing outside, and they're doing it right now. So I think I'm more worried about school than football, and I sound like a guy. But they're also not going to be flying to different cities. I mean, they're going to drive 10 miles to play another school eventually, you know. So I think college football is a little different than high school football in that aspect.
Like for kids, too, we've been trying to make decisions based on realizing that there's the mental health aspect to all of this, too.
Yes, there is.
You can't just keep the kids in the house.
There is a mental health
all the
aspect.
Time. So we try to do what we can, but you also have to keep them you know, on board. They would lose their minds completely if they. If there was nothing going on.
Huge. It would be huge. My kid loves football.
That factored into when we had to decide whether, you know, because our school district gave us the choice of remote learning or in person.
Right.
And, you know, she's in sixth grade now, so they're a little older and they're able to adhere to some of the, you know, they have to wear masks.
She'll know she will wear the mask.
Yeah, and when we've told her, look, if you want to go to school, it's going to have to be, you got to take it on yourself to make sure that you are staying safe. And so she's back, and we'll see how long it lasts.
And what I didn't do with my kids is they really didn't, especially for about 2 or 3 months there, they weren't running around the neighborhood with their friends. They were in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eventually, we let them see a couple people that we knew that their family was treating it right. And then, like, my daughter plays high school softball, and I know that we can't even go watch their first scrimmage, but they're wearing masks at practice there, too. So that person has to deal with basketball, and they're lucky they have 3 or 4 months to worry about that. But the fall basketball, youth basketball starts in the fall also for that much. So my opinion basically is I think you're right. That's a great – I'm glad you brought that up. Mental. If I just said to my son, stay in the basement, you can't play football – mentally, he would lose it.
And there might not be school. You might just, the world is stopped.
He would lose it. He would lose it. He just lost his grandfather. And this is a personal thing, but he's also dealing with some other stuff. And I think this is his only grasp right now, is what he has. And my daughter, for that matter, too.
Well, it comes down to everybody has to make these decisions about what's an acceptable risk to maintain all aspects of our health.
Right.
You know?
You're right.
And the football and the sports stuff seems like a little more controlled environment.
I know.
I share your concern. There's probably a lot more wild cards when it comes to just school.
Oh, totally. Completely more wild cards at school.
Because some of those kids are raised by jackasses.
They are. But even if a football kid is raised by jackasses, I'm sure some of them do, these coaches are wearing masks and doing social distancing. I've seen them. At practice, they're doing what they got to do to keep kids safe.
Right, they're setting a good example.
Well, they're educators.
Unlike a lot of leaders.
They're educators. Right. Now, we're not being hypocrites because we said that college football shouldn't play. I get college football is a whole different animal. That's college kids partying. That's traveling, flying, hotels, staff, you know.
Yeah, and even if you're not
a kid. I don't know high school football is going to continue anyway. We don't know either.
I don't have kids, but, you know, like personally – I've got to sort out, well, what's important to me? Well, it's important that I get to travel every once in a while, so,
But you're not getting on a plane.
Right, I'll do a camping vacation.
Yeah.
I'll go out and golf, because that seems to be, I don't really feel uncomfortable when I'm golfing, because most of the time I golf by myself, and I'm with somebody, he's 10 feet away from me.
Right. So, and that was a great point, Nick, the mental health part. You just can't put the kid in the basement at this point.
I don't know. Tom.
Yeah, we would do that with our kids too. Even hanging out with their friends or whatever. You can't be like, hey, you're not going to see anybody. Like, this year of your life is just over.
Yes.
We couldn't just shut everything down completely.
No, we're
trying to do what we can.
No, yeah. And your son's playing youth football, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, when he's doing conditioning now, but when he gets home and, like, you know, get in the shower, watching the water ball, just, you know, try to do everything you can.
Everything you can.
And to be fair, Todd, when I've golfed with you, I'm more like, 50 to 60 yards away from you. Like, you're in the fairway and I'm over there in the trees. It's a good way to maintain distance.
I spend plenty of time in the trees.
It is what it is. It sucks. Not that part, but dealing with this pandemic is crazy.
Yeah. My youngest son's football night, I don't think that'll stop even if high school sports stop.
Might not.
They're not going to stop like Pee Wee football.
No, probably not.
Oh, another question for you from Christine, since you got the new house there. Is your garage door open?
You know, it's funny. This is so stupid.
You have a circle now to drive around.
Well, I'm getting a system in where there's going to be a camera out front. It's not quite in yet. But even then, because I can check it on my app, apparently, when I get that done. But
while you're driving?
The first 2 days, I did a circle, and it's a much bigger circle, so I'm a friggin' idiot.
Well, and even when you get that app... How are you to know that someone hasn't hacked your app and put in a loop of the video of it being closed?
I just flipped them off, by the way. I flipped them off.
No rest.
Did you get the garage door opener that closes automatically if there's no action in 10 minutes? Because that's what mine does.
I don't know.
If I leave my garage door open.
Nobody's getting laid in the garage. Yeah. It closed within 10 minutes.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. No action happening. Close the garage door.
That garage door's been closed for years.
The back door closes when there's no action.
Well, if somebody crosses the you know, the laser line,
I understand that.
Then it resets.
Yeah. It's just a regular garage. But I'm getting a system where there's going to be a camera out front, so I'll figure it out. Yeah, but push just ruined that.
Yeah.
There's a loop on my camera.
It looks like
Will
it's
the camera
closed.
Show the garage?
Right. Yes,
does it just
will.
Look
yes,
out?
Yeah. No, it will, actually. It will. The guy told me for that. Yeah, he's a big listener, by the way. The guy that's putting my system in, he loves the show.
You,
so,
need,
yeah.
You need those cameras because you live in a sketchy neighborhood, dude.
I moved, by the way.
I know, into a worse neighborhood.
You don't even know where I live.
Well, there's got to be apps that allow you to close the garage door.
Oh, yeah.
From a remote location.
Absolutely. There are.
Yeah. But I don't have that on there yet.
Smart garage doors. You can.
Who was that, Christina? Hey, I'm flipping her off too. By the way, here you go, Christina. Shut up.
Yeah, because there's an app for everything. Right. My grill isn't that advanced, but they do make models of a grill. Yeah. You can. I want to turn the temperature down,
right.
And you just get on your Traeger app and turn the temperature down from the golf course or wherever you happen to be.
I will say
that's amazing.
We got our house painted a couple. Well,
how first world was that?
Yeah.
I was turning down my Traeger grill from the golf course.
But you can.
I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain.
We got the house painted a few weeks ago, and the garage door is now a very dark color.
Yeah.
And more than once, I have driven like coming up to the house.
And didn't realize it was your house.
Well, no, I see the garage door, and the first thing, who left the garage door. It's just dark. It's just me.
I ruined it for a lot of people. A lot of people drive back around since I've been doing it.
Can't trust the video, man.
No.
It looks like it's closed, but is it?
But there's no action in that garage. It closes. Boner Garage, right? Isn't that Deadpool name, Boner Garage?
Yeah.
No action in the Boner Garage, so it closes.
That was also the tattoo that the 103-year-old lady got that Craig reported
That's
on the
right.
other day.
Mm-hmm. On her inner thigh.
Yeah.
Boner Garage.
No, it was
That's
right
your
above
tattoo, her. Grandma? Yeah. Oh. Right Grandma's up. Still getting it.
It just said Grandpa's, and he pointed to her.
Oh, she got a nice butterfly right above the, you know.
Her old lady vagina.
As opposed to her young lady vagina.
That's the only one she's got, man.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tip to Taint, one of the players that had the 97-year-old Sumner Redstone.
What is Taint?
In the Deadpool, as does TNT Scoreboard, Todd and Tyler's Monkey, Todd's Butter Knife, Todd's Dementia Countdown Clock.
I'm Todd.
We just talked about that when Todd has the checked-in thing on Facebook to find out where he's been.
I went there?
Yeah. Well, that must have been cool.
Todd's post-mortem semen alibi gets a hit.
Yeah.
What is semen?
By the way, somebody sent me an email explaining that. And it's really convoluted. Let me see if I can find it. Here
All
it
right.
is. All right. Hey, Todd, this might not make it better, but it's the explanation. Todd's post-mortem semen alibi. News story dated May 30th, 2019. Ashton Kutcher testified in a murder trial.
Yes.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah, an ex-girlfriend of his was murdered after they'd been moved there.
Like he went there that night to pick her up for a date or something?
About calling police to admit being at a victim's apartment.
That's right.
Tyler imagines explaining any semen on the body as proof of having sex, but not committing murder, you then lock down that alibi that claiming any semen was deposited post-mortem.
Oh, that explains it then. I remember that rap. Wow. Yeah, but that means
yeah. Wow.
Wouldn't that be illegal too, though? Throwing semen on a dead body?
Good question.
Yes.
Is it illegal?
You cannot tamper.
Yeah, that's desecrating.
You may not tamper with a body.
And that would be considered tampering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're masturbating right next to a dead body,
that's tampering.
Some hits it.
Tampering.
Okay. What's the charge?
Well, do you know? Do you know?
You had nothing to do with the murder.
No, but do you know that they have deceased?
Oh, yeah, they're dead.
Then you're tampering.
Well, that's what Todd mentioned. Kushner, he shows up. She was murdered, but threw one off anyway.
Yeah, that's tampering.
All right.
One more for old time's sake.
Yeah, but not touch her. That'd be weird.
You people,
yeah, that would make it weird.
You people latch on to some really specific details from the show.
Yeah.
Well, great email, though.
You got to have a Deadpool name.
Here you do.
Yeah, if you said that to the detectives, I don't think they'd just let you go home right after you mentioned that.
Well, they'd think you had something to do with the murder.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But once you proved you
they didn't. Might question it.
Yeah, if you told I tossed one off, but she was dead. Like, you know, why don't we ask this guy some more questions?
That's stuck to the tape.
You don't want to, though, do you? No. You don't want to ask that guy any more questions. Well,
because, this guy had nothing to do with the murder.
But you kind of have to.
This guy's got, we found the murderer, he's got nothing to do with it, but this guy's a weirdo. Let's put him down. Let's write him down.
Somebody that's able to toss one off in that situation is extremely troubling.
Yeah, you could check that guy's trunk.
Yeah.
Or his garage.
His boner garage.
So we were talking about how sexting can go wrong and things to do to keep sexting from going wrong, like using a secure platform that people cannot hack, keep the focus on your body and not your face, and then also try to hide identifying details and turn off your location so that that doesn't show up with every naked picture that you've taken. They also suggest that you turn off automatic uploads, especially if you share any tablets or laptops with friends and family, but also in case of a hack. It says manually turn off these automatic uploads. This way, if any of your accounts linked to iCloud are hacked, your nudes are still safe.
My son still gets all my Tanline Tuesday photos.
Nice.
And he's not bitching.
No.
All right.
You have an iPhone?
Yes. And so does he. And they synced. And that's where we think that I haven't asked him about that penis photo yet. I'm afraid to know the answer on that one. But
you would have heard the screen.
Yeah, he gets the
I don't know. He might have been at another location.
He gets the tan line
photos. Still would have heard.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we have a desktop, which is an iMac. Christy has an iPad, and I have an iPod Touch. And if you put one thing on, you know, the computer, it goes to all the other Apple devices.
Well, you don't happen to me.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
The reverse happened. Last year, Ryder and some kid were going to box with gloves.
No.
And everybody was going to come to a park somewhere and watch them. And we found out, I said, that ain't happening.
Right.
I said, no, because I said, I remember doing this as kids. We had two pair of boxing gloves as kids.
Yes.
And and we'd try them on and with no headgear and start swinging at each other. And it was not fun. I mean, people got hurt.
Yes.
So I said, you can't do this. So I knew the dad of the other guy, and I said, he goes, I don't want them doing that either, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they did it behind her back.
Oh.
And it was another kid who I didn't know. And I'm looking at my phone one day, and I just see this video. I'm looking for some post I had on there. I just see this video. I see Ryder standing there with his shirt off in the middle of a park somewhere with boxing gloves on. And I click on the video, and him and this dude are just railing each other with these boxing gloves. And there's crowds of kids watching. So I go, hey, Ryder. Then I watch the whole fight.
Right.
Yeah. And I go,
you're carrying your left a little low.
Yeah,
so.
He actually did pretty well. I said, hey, we told you not to do this. He looked at me like he was snagged.
Because he was snagged.
He was totally snagged.
Snagged because the phone went the opposite way. His phone linked onto mine. I'll show you the video during the break. It's pretty cool, actually.
Still, shouldn't have done it.
Oh, very dangerous. Very dangerous.
You need to stick and move, son.
Very dangerous.
Stick and move.
Very dangerous.
At least the other dad was cool when you reached out to him initially.
That was the other dad. This apparently he didn't fight that kid. He fought another kid.
Oh, it was a different kid.
He fought another kid. I said, I don't care. And by the way, both kids agreed that they're not going to do this again. I said, yeah.
It's a one-time thing.
You hit each other. It hurts.
It does.
It's like you didn't have to box the dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they weren't fighting because they hated each other.
No,
right?
Not at all. Yeah. No, but they were swinging at each other. No, it wasn't a fight. You're right.
Right.
Kids get bored.
They do. They get bored. This is before COVID, by the way.
Hey, let's punch each other in the face repeatedly. All right. I'll see you there.
Was there a crowd?
Yes.
Did they have a promoter? They're a little Don King?
Oh, they did one. There's one little kid was promoting it, and they were going to charge money originally.
Oh, wow.
That's the one I shut down in the fall. So that ain't going to happen.
It's like, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Out of China, an overweight 28-year-old man, only identified as Liu, got trapped in the family's well. He broke through wood that had been used to cover it and then just got his fat ass stuck in the hole.
Fat people are amusing to me.
An official fire service video clip shared on social media shows rescuers arriving as the shirtless man just patiently waited with his arms crossed as he was stuck in the hole. It took a team of at least 5 firefighters to tie a strong rope around his fat ass to finally heave him out to safety, totally unharmed. The fire service The fire service had estimated his weight at about 500 pounds, but other people thought he was closer to just 300.
Oh, whatever.
Either way, it takes a lot of grease.
Firefighters said he only survived because he was too fat to fall down as he seemingly jumped on the wood covering the well.
Either way, I love that.
It saved his life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Skinny kid would have fallen to the bottom.
Yeah, lose the cork. That's a callback from 100 years ago.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Lassie, by the way, shows up. What?
Yeah, exactly.
That Chinese guy in the well?
Yeah. Okay, I just posted the link to this. You have to check it
really?
Out.
Because, oh, there's a video of this?
Well, there's at least a picture here, and Liu is not amused. With having his fat ass stuck in the hole.
No, you wouldn't be.
His arms are just crossed. He's like, ah, damn it.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.